Hello everyone, this is Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Today I want to talk a little bit about the difference between objective reality and subjective reality. Now, this may sound complicated, but it's very simple. And I'll tell you the reason why I'm talking about this is because so many people and audiences I've been speaking to in the last 8 or 9 months around the world have mentioned, talked about their feelings and their thoughts around this global economic crisis. And I keep asking them the same question. Are you thinking in terms of subjective reality or objective reality? In other words, subjective reality is the way I see the world, the way I see everything personally, and the way you see everything personally. It's subjective. It's just our own personal view. Objective reality is the way things really are, without the filters, without any emotional interference. Human beings are emotional creatures, and that creates problems for us a lot of times. When we look at problems, when we look at the world, when we look at things in life that we really want, we often see them through the eyes of subjective reality, which distorts the picture. It distorts and clouds our vision and our view. So it can really hurt in the decision-making process. So I want to encourage you to operate as often as possible when you're making decisions devoid of emotion, hopefully, and operate from objective reality. So here's the example I'll give you, and the example I've been using in my speeches to groups. And that's the global economic crisis. Okay, so people are saying, oh, this is the worst thing since the Great Depression, at least in the United States, and it's happening all over the world, and this is just the worst thing in the world. Well, during any kind of economic correction, there's going to be suffering. There's no question about that. And that's not a great thing. But long term, this global economic correction is going to be a good thing. I think this is viewing this crisis through the eyes of objective reality. Now, subjective reality says, hey, let's get this thing over with and hopefully people will stop some people are suffering here. We want to end that as quickly as possible. That makes complete sense. But looking at it through the eyes of objective reality, this correction is necessary in any growing, robust economy. In a permanent, as Larry Wilson says, in a permanent whitewater world, a complex changing world that's getting actually more complex as the days go on. This is a good thing. Long term, this is a good thing, you guys. I know it might not seem in the short term that it is, but it really will be. Okay, so let's look at some other examples maybe that hit closer to home. How about your health and fitness? How are you doing? Now, how are you doing through the eyes of subjective reality, your own personal view of how you're doing? And then how are you doing through the eyes of objective reality? In other words, when I was 40 pounds overweight and I looked in the mirror, for about a year, I would take my shirt off, look in the mirror, and through the filters of subjective reality, I would say, gee, Steve, you don't really look that bad. Well, you're getting older. Well, you're busy on the road speaking and traveling and staying in hotels and eating airport food, etc. And through the eyes of subjective reality and the filters, especially the emotional filters of subjective reality, I told myself reality was I didn't look that bad. And then one day I got slapped in the face with an experience where some friends didn't really recognize me because I was so far overweight. And I looked in the mirror through the eyes, finally, of objective reality. And I said, Steve, you are fat. As a matter of fact, you're a fat tub of lard. My God, you're a mental toughness coach. Write a program and solve the problem. You're fat. You don't look good. It's not okay. You're not big boned. You're not just getting older. It's not because of the airport food. Stop stuffing the cheeseburgers and pizzas in your face. Get fit, because right now you're fat. Objective reality. And it slapped me in the face like objective reality will do from time to time if you really face it. And 12 weeks later, I was fit and healthy. And I would encourage you to do this. Look at all the areas of your life that you really care about. And if you're listening to this blog, I know you're a personal and professional development person, so I don't have to encourage you to do this too much, I don't think. But I'm encouraging you to look through the eyes of objective reality when you're looking at your relationships. How are they really? Not the way you really think they are, but in reality, objective reality, how good are your relationships? How good is your health, your eating habits, your financial situation? Do you have your financial house in order? I mean, a lot of us have been, you know, kind of turned upside down a little bit with investments and portfolios diminishing and all these crazy things that are happening through the eyes of objective reality. How are you doing financially? How are you doing in your job or your career, or your business? And just go through the laundry list of things you care about in your life and say, I'm going to take out the emotion. I'm going to remove the subjectivity in this analysis, and I'm going with objective reality. It's going to sting a little bit if things don't look all that good, but here's the upside. You're going to see things as they really are, not as you want them to be or you wish them to be. You're going to see things as they are. And when you see a problem as it is, without the filters, without the emotional impact, you can start out to solve it. And that's when things can really happen in all of our lives. Very powerful concept. Objective reality versus subjective reality. Think about this. I'll look forward to your comments. And as always, I appreciate you listening to the blog. I'm Steve Siebold. I'll talk to you soon.